Well, now to another city having a difficult time trying to turn itself around. Atlantic City, New Jersey just lost another casino. Today, after 30 years, the Trump Plaza closed its doors at the center of the iconic Atlantic City boardwalk. That brings the city's casino count down to 8 from 12 at the beginning of the year. Joining us now is Vince Mazzio, a state assemblyman representing New Jersey's 2nd District, which includes Atlantic City. And Vince Mazzio, we spoke with you earlier this summer when the Showboat Casino closed. How big a deal is the closing of the Trump Plaza, and what does this mean to you?
First and foremost, the short term is the employees that represent Trump Plaza. Is closing today. Is 1,100, and then they're talking about the Taj Mahal in November, which will be an additional, I think, somewhere around 2,800. So, you know, I think I said this before, that having all these casinos close at once is not good. We didn't anticipate this. We certainly thought that the constricting of gaming was going to happen, but we didn't think it was going to happen all at once this year.
Well, you've already now lost 4 casinos so far this year. What has that meant for Atlantic City so far? You say there's more than 1,000 jobs associated with the Trump Plaza. What has it meant already with the losses you've had?
The thing is that the state came through as far as, you know, setting up resources in the town, as far as in the convention center for trying to help these people who are looking for jobs. And, you know, I went over there myself and, you know, tried to help him in a nominal way. But I think that, you know, if we all support each other, that we'll get through this. And, you know, we're trying to get where we have to go as far as Atlantic City transition into this non-gaming and trying to set the resort as a family resort. And it's going to take some time. And, you know, the short term is with all these employees, it's going to affect the district in a negative way, because of course these people shop, eat, and live, and businesses depend on it. We certainly don't like to see this happen, but we're going to get through this best we can and try to put a positive spin on it.
Well, we say this is the Trump Plaza, by the way. Donald Trump himself has not been affiliated with it since he left the parent Trump Entertainment Resorts company in 2009. He's actually sued to have his name removed from the casino, although he tweeted today, "I left Atlantic City years ago. Good timing. Now I may buy back in at much lower price to save Plaza and Taj. They were run badly by funds." What do you make of that from Donald Trump?
The saying, put your money where your mouth is, as far as we entertain that, I guess, as far as, the free market, that he could come in and buy something. But, you know, I would like to have a conversation with Mr. Trump exactly if you're going to invest in Atlantic City, we'd like to see the bring it back to where the properties are, people could come and enjoy them and invest in the properties like other casinos have done, like Borgata, Golden Nugget, Harrah's, Tropicana. You know, these casinos are going to be successful, and they continue to be successful because they invest back into the property. That's what we're looking for. It's great to get an investor, but if they're not going to, if they're just doing it to, you know, steal a property and not invest back into it, what good's that going to be on the long term?
What would you say to other states that are currently thinking about adding more casino gambling, given your experience in Atlantic City?
You know, you have to be careful as far as you know, the market is saturated. So when you present a model, if you want to put gaming, maybe not make that your focal point. Make, the non-gaming with the dining and the entertainment, things of that nature that bring people in. But also you have the gaming as an added feature. So I think that's the model you have to look at now, because everybody has gaming, every state that is. And we have to, look at a different way of presenting Atlantic City. And I think that's the way other states should look at it, too.
Vince Mazzio, state assemblyman who represents Atlantic City in the New Jersey Assembly. Vince Mazzio, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.